Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Charlie Strait and Harry Roy, listen to this past week in recording history, solve some mysteries, and take care of some kids. This past week, January 16th in 1921, the motion picture The Kid, written and directed by and starring Charlie Chaplin, opened in theaters. The Kid in The Kid was played by Jackie Coogan and was his third film. He would go on to make more than 70 more over the next 63 years. So here to commemorate the debut of The Kid are some rapidly rotating records about kids, beginning with the cutest kid in town.
He blows bubbles, is a boom. I'm really anxious for child's recovery. Yet all the papers say he's a child discovery. Instead of da-da, he says ha-cha-cha and a boo-boo-boo-boo. I'm really worried, to doctors I'm hurried about his boo-boo, boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. I think I'll write Bing Crosby, ask him what to do to stop my kid from crooning boo-boo-boo-boo.
Dub dub by the kids in our neighborhood. What a big event, why they have a tent with a platform made of wood. And they have a band that they think is grand, and a kid who shouts this way, hey, get your pins and come on in to the kiddies' cabaret. Come on and drink pink lemonade made by an old maid in the shade. Join in the fun at the kiddies' cabaret. See Jackie Horner and Boy Blue climb up a beanstalk two by two. See tricks done by a pony. Tom Mix should teach his Tony Red Riding Hood. Oh boy, and is she good? I'll say that our gang should use her today. What joy and bliss, why it's Wonderland, and who could resist our Tin Pan Band while dancing at that kiddies' cabaret? Come on and drink pink lemonade made by an old maid in the shade. Join in the fun at Kitty's Cabaret. See Jackie Horner and Boy Blue climb up a beanstalk two by two. See tricks done by a pony. Tom Mix should teach his Tony Red Riding Hood. Oh boy, and is she good? I'll say that our gang should use her today. What joy and bliss, why it's Wonderland, and who will resist our Tin Pan Band while dancing at that kiddies' cabaret? Now we'll guarantee a celebrity will appear here at every show. There'll be Jack and Jill, and to top the bill, Santa Claus will say hello. Just to advertise, we'll give a prize to a couple every day. Come one, come all, and hear the call of the kiddies' cabaret. To see that old lady in the shoe, why look at that crew of 22. Seema the Goose and her funny goose ballet. Watch all the blackbirds on the wall, see Humpty Dumpty take his fall. You'll even find Miss Muffet right up there on her tuffet, and the pie man too. See Simon grin at you, and Peter Pan will shoo your cares away. See Dolly Dimple, she's trying to vamp at Mr. Aladdin and his lamp, that dancing at that kiddies cabaret. Is she good? I'll say that our gang should use her today. What joy and bliss, it's Wonderland. Who will resist our Tin Pan Band while dancing at that kiddies' cabaret?
Bob Pierce in 1929 from an electrically recorded Edison record and the Kiddies' Cabaret. Cabaret spelled with a K. The Kiddies' Cabaret was preceded by Elsie Carlisle, backed by Ambrose and his orchestra, and My Kid's a Crooner, poking a little fun at Bing Crosby on January 3, 1935. We began the show with The Cutest Kid in Town, performed by Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers, with the vocal by Ken Herlin, who played trombone in the band, Walter Ashby, tenor saxophone, and Ellie Belair, who played clarinet and alto sax. That was recorded September 11, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 16th, marked the debut in 1939 on NBC's West Coast network of the radio serial I Love a Mystery. It was written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, who had been the writer of the popular soap opera One Man's Family. The main characters were Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York, who started the AAA1 detective agency in Hollywood, just off the boulevard and one flight up. The program was sponsored by Fleischmann's Yeast. Here's the opening of the final episode of the story Eight Kinds of Murder from June 30th, 1941.
The makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of the three comrades, Jack, Doc, and Reggie, now engaged in launching the A1 Detective Agency just around the corner off Hollywood Boulevard and one flight up.
Say, listen, Dresser. I know it's your job to get people to drink Fleischmann's yeast, and I know it's good for them if they need more vitamin B complex. But that's just the point. Why all this hullabaloo about vitamins, anyway?
I just had to let that run long enough for you to be able to hear the announcer say hullabaloo. So here to commemorate I Love a Mystery are some rapidly rotating records about mysteries, beginning with Billy Murray's Melody Men.
So blissfully you hear it crying, goodbye. that tune called Mystery, the greatest ever in history. But while you're dancing so blissfully, you hear it cry, goodbye.
Thank you.
Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, Manny Klein, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Adrian Rollini, Babe Russin, and Stan King, with vocal by Roy Evans and Mysterious Mose, from April 9, 1930. Before Mysterious Mose, Django Reinhardt took a ride aboard the Mystery Pacific along with the quintet of the Hot Club of France, April 26, 1937. Mystery Pacific was written by Django along with Stefan Grappelli. And we began that mystery segment with Billy Murray's Melody Men in 1920 and Mystery, written by Joseph A. Serena and Howard Johnson in 1919. Mystery was also recorded by Paul Bees and his Novelty Orchestra, and Serena also collaborated with Con Conrad on a novelty tune called Bamboola, which was recorded by Dave Kaplan's Novelty Orchestra for Edison. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM Avalon, and available anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Thank you, Will. Tune in next week and you'll get to hear the entire record backing Will in that spot, as well as all of the other records used for promos and IDs on the show. Last week, January 12th, marked the birth in London, England, of Harry Lipman, better known as bandleader Harry Roy. After a visit to England by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Harry was inspired by Larry Shields' playing to take up the clarinet. Harry and his older brother Sid formed their first band, which they called the Darnswells, and in 1927 made their first recordings as the Crichton Lyricals. In 1930, Harry assumed sole leadership of Harry Roy and his dance orchestra, with Sid as manager. In 1933, the band was booked at the Café Anglais, where they began regular Friday night remote radio broadcasts for the BBC. In 1935, Harry married Elizabeth Brooke, better known to his fans as Princess Pearl, who was daughter of the Rajah of Sarawak. Sarawak is part of Malaysia, situated on the northwest coast of Borneo, and is home of the world's oldest rainforest. In 1936, Harry and Princess Pearl starred in Everything is Rhythm, and the following year in Rhythm Racketeer. In the early 50s, Harry disbanded and was running his own restaurant, but at age 69 led a quartet in London's Lyric Theatre's show O Clarence. He died in London on February 1, 1971. Here's Harry Roy. Thank you.
I like you, we know nobody new will do. It's okay, toots. Okay, toots. If you say yes, then I'll say yes. If you say no, then it's no go. It's okay, toots. You know I'm in favor of whatever you do. I tasted the flavor of one kiss and I knew it was okay, my little tooth. If you wash dishes, I dry dishes, I dry dishes, I'm ambitious. Okay, tooth.
Found my love in Avalon.
Which one?
Beside the bay.
Hooray, hooray.
And I left my love in Avalon.
You've only just found her.
And sailed away.
What, on a steamer?
No, on a bicycle.
Have any punctures?
Oh. And I dream of her and Avalon.
Oh, something great, no doubt.
From dusk.
Is that her name?
Till dawn.
Ah, dawn's her name.
And so I think.
What with?
I'll travel on.
Where to?
To Avalon.
But you've only just left Avalon.
Listen, don't you understand English?
No, only Scotch.
What Scotch?
This Scotch.
Now there's a tune that should be familiar to everyone, especially those listening on KISL, which of course is in Avalon. Longtime listeners to the show will remember that we used that record as the opening theme to the show until we switched to the current version of Avalon, which is by Red Nichols. That was Harry Roy and his orchestra, with the vocal by Harry Roy and Bill Curry on February 8, 1935. Before Avalon, we heard the band just 10 days later with OK Toots, with Harry Roy on the vocal. I picked that record for no other reason than I wanted to be able to say Toots. We began our little tribute to Harry Roy with a song written by Harry Roy with the band's pianist Stanley Black called No Name Rag, recorded April 5, 1938. After the band's successful tour of South America in 1938, the name of the song was changed to South American Rag. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, January 16th in 1891, marked the birth in Chicago, Illinois, of composer, arranger, performer, accompanist, and bandleader Charlie Strait. He began working professionally as a pianist and composer while still in his teens. In 1909, he teamed up with ragtime singer Gene Green, and in 1912, they traveled to England, where they toured music halls and recorded over 60 sides for Pathé Frères. When the team broke up, Strait joined the Imperial Player Roll Company, where he supervised the popular song program, as well as arranging and playing his own roles. While he was musical director at Imperial, he was also arranging and performing for the rival QRS Piano Roll Company. By 1922, Charlie had left Imperial and was leading a band at the Rendezvous Cafe in Chicago, and the following year began recording with that band for Paramount. After going unrecorded for almost 2.5 years, the band signed an exclusive contract with Brunswick, which lasted until 1928. Strait led a band through the Depression, but died after being struck by a car in Chicago on September 21, 1940. Here are three from Charlie Strait.
Thank you.
Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra, recording for Paramount in Chicago in October of 1923, and Easy Melody, written by Larry Conley and Gene Rodemich. Easy Melody was preceded by Deep Henderson, written by Fred Rose. And we began this Charlie Strait segment with Hobo's Prayer, written by Boyd Center and Walter Hirsch. Hobo's Prayer is credited on the label of that Brunswick 78 as by the Tennessee Tudors.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
On next week's show, you'll get to hear the entire record backing Will in that spot, as well as all of the other records we use for IDs and promos for the show. I hope you'll be listening. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. To begin this edition of This Week in Recording History, here are Billy Murray and Ada Jones and a musical drama.
What's the matter, America? What's the matter with you? Seems that you are ragging everything you do. Every day you're getting worse. Look around and see. You've become a nation of syncopation. You're not like you used to be. Ragtime has a hold on you, and I know someday when we go to see a show, it's going to be acted this way.
I'll be the leading lady.
Fine. Then I'll be the villain.
Oh, but who's going to be the hero?
That's easy. I'll be the hero, too.
You're a modest little fellow, aren't you?
That's what they all say.
Here we go. I'm alone in the house, quiet as a mouse. There's no one around. Nobody here, nobody near. Who made that sound? I declare, someone there, over there, by that chair. Who can it be? It's Bill the villain. He's always willing for any rascality. Oh, go, go away, or I shall scream, help!
Woman, 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 this is the hour. At last, my last, of course, you got you in my power. And I'm never going to let you be till you make a solemn promise that you'll leave your husband Thomas and come away with me.
Oh, let me be, oh, let me be.
I made a bet I'd get you, yet you'll be sorry, pet, that we ever met. Now I'm going to make you suffer, eat for supper, laugh, because you got to pay your long-lost debt.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
I won't.
Then I shall kill.
I hear footsteps coming quick. Time saved, it's Dick. Man, your time has come, cause my Dick is coming home. There's going to be a funeral if he catches us alone. Better jump out the window and take it on the run. Cause my Dick is mighty handy with a double-barrel gun. Dick, Dick, hurry up quick. Get your trusty rifle and do the trick, for he's a villain, always willing to do a little killing if he could. He'd raise a check, a bank he'd wreck, why he is just no good. A Dick, my loving husband, I've been waiting here for you. You nearly lost your baby doll, so loving and so true.
Was he trying hard to trifle? I'll let him have my rifle.
Bang, 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 and the drama's all through.
Thank you. I'd be happy anywhere as long as I'm with you. Why, the rain may fall, but what's the difference after all, as long as I'm with you? If I but knew that you were always by my side, come what may, say I'd be satisfied. Believe me, here or there, I'd be happy anywhere as long as I'm with you. Thank you.
I like that record. Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with a Roger Wolf Kahn composition, Following You Around, recorded by Victor on January 11, 1927. Following You Around was preceded by The Redheads and Here or There with the vocal by Frank Gould, recorded on January 18, 1927. Before that, it was the Goofus Five on January 14, 1925, and Deep Blue Sea Blues, written by Clara Smith. We started with Billy Murray and Ada Jones in 1917 and a ragtime drama. That was from an Edison Blue Amberol cylinder recording. Unlike Edison's wax cylinders, which were fragile and wore out quickly, Blue Amberols were made of celluloid plastic, the same material as pool balls. The recording quality was very good for the time, and Edison guaranteed them to play 3,000 times. Blue Amberol cylinders were made until 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.